Chamber President and CEO Gary Douglas reviewed the results of the just-released Business Confidence Survey before introducing Republican Senator Betty Little and Assembly members Republicans Janet Dupree and Dan Steck. Douglas says the forum provides the business community a collective opportunity to interact and pose questions to their legislative representatives.
It's always a combination of local governments and schools concerned about funding challenges and the property tax cap, and particularly mandate relief now. We saw that reinforced, I think, a great deal here, along with business people concerned about taxation levels and other kinds of cost-saving reforms. And then also, because we're a broad-based chamber, a lot of nonprofits who have very specific issues and concerns about their funding levels, how things in the budget may impact them. And it's a chance for them to express that, both in the formal session and then informally on the side, to have those conversations with their state legislators, and we're happy to provide that opportunity.
The state legislators faced questions on numerous topics, including community college funding, unfunded mandates, and health care concerns over the new gun control legislation.
Why can't they go county by county and adjust the affirmative action numbers? Because what Taylor fits each area where he lives, so we can keep our work local.
Last fall, our governor set out a multi-million-dollar broadband initiative where supposedly announcements would be made the end of January. Any idea when that's going to come about?
Can you give us a forecast what might happen this budget with base aid to community funded?
Workforce Investment Board Director A.J. Sawick says all businesses face challenges in dealing with government cutbacks.
My job is to bring jobs into this market. And it's a challenge because we have to save our own jobs as well by doing better, applying better business principles to what we do. It's a very complicated solution set that's going to be required. We have to apply more business sense to the act of government, shall we say, because it's not an easy fix for anything.
Freshman Assemblyman Dan Steck represents the 114th Assembly District, which includes Essex and Warren counties and parts of Saratoga and Washington counties.
The themes are that there's a funding problem in the state. Funding is another way of saying investment, and depending on how you look at it, the problem becomes there's just not enough money to do a lot of the good work that could be done out there that would benefit the economy. The other thing, of course, though, tied to that is that we've got a mandate problem, whether it's mandates on government or mandates on the business community, that is making an additional burden on them to survive in a tough economy. So those are the two takeaways I have as far as a broad theme of where people are coming from. It's not significantly different from Warren County, Glens Falls, or frankly anywhere else in upstate New York for that matter. It is consistent throughout the entire district, throughout the entire North Country.
About 160 people attended the legislative forum. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.